Whereas anti-smoking groups want a clean ban that applies to all workplaces immediately, Senator Decker's proposed ban is more complicated. Not only would it give taverns until July of 2011 to go smoke-free, but restaurants that serve alcohol would also be exempt from the smoking ban until then. Decker would ban smoking right away in restaurants that only serve food. He says it's fair because there are different kinds of establishments.
Clearly, when you go into a restaurant that's like a cafe, you're going there to eat. And you pretty much eat and you pay your bill and you leave. Generally, you go to the tavern, you go there to stay for a couple hours. You know, you might have a hamburger and fries or something, and then have a couple glasses of beer and maybe a basketball game's on, you might want to stay. It's two different atmospheres, you know, or you just go to a tavern just to have a few drinks or a soda and smoke a cig.
But any ban that treats different restaurants differently threatens to lose the support of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, one of the key players in an alliance of groups pushing for the ban. Lobbyist Pete Hansen says his group has to represent all restaurants, and he says many of them would be hurt without a level playing field.
You know, for those small town Main Street cafes where they're doing their business at breakfast and lunch, they have a large smoking clientele, and if they can no longer allow smoking, but the tavern across the street can allow smoking, the tavern across the street can open for lunch or open for breakfast and just take their customers.
Anti-smoking groups now say they want a full Senate vote on any smoking proposal, even the one Decker favors. So far, there's no sign they'll get that wish. And even if they do, there's no sign Republicans in the state assembly will follow suit. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.